2FM.
Yeah, welcome back. I have to say that the Australian Open has absolutely flown by. Stephen Higgins has been with us all throughout, setting the scene for every game, reflecting on results and previewing what's to come. And we are going to continue with that today. The Australian Open finals are upon us, but we're going to have to look back first because Novak Djokovic was knocked out. Stephen Higgins.
Novak, who is 10-time champion, was looking for his 11th title, has never lost a semi-final in Australia. Succumbed to Jannik Sinner, who is the world number four, in four sets. Very odd. Djokovic called it one of the worst Grand Slam matches he's ever played. He lost the first two sets 6-1, 6-2, made nearly 30 unforced errors. There was a bit of a revival in the third set, which he won by tiebreak, and you thought, oh no, it's happening again. Novak is doing his thing. But was flat again the fourth set. Way too many errors than you'd expect. Incredibly, for the greatest return of all time, without question, he didn't even get a break point against Jannik Sinner in the entire match, which is just unheard of. So Novak is out. Maybe reality is somewhat setting in for
Thought he was invincible there for a while, but not so much. So now Jannik Sinner is going to play Daniel Medvedev, an opportunity for both of them. Which one can you see prevailing here?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So the head-to-head is actually 6-3 to Medvedev, but Sinner has won the last three, and they played a good number of times last year. You have Jannik Sinner, who will try to be the first man, Italian male, to win a Grand Slam in almost 50 years, since Adriano Panatta in 1976. And then Daniel Medvedev will try to be the first Russian man to win a Grand Slam since Daniel Medvedev in 2021. Medvedev is way more experienced at this level. Obviously, he has lost to Nadal and to Djokovic in Grand Slam finals. He's already lost two Australian Open finals, so maybe he'll go one better this time. The favourite would be Medvedev based on experience, but Sinner is really the rising commodity in men's tennis. And I think I said before, I think he'll be the next new major champion on the men's
side.
You did
say that. Who's he like? I know you can't compare
him
to anybody.
You know what was actually mad? Even watching with Djokovic, the influence of Novak Djokovic on the modern player, it was like clones at
times.
The sliding out to the corners on the stretch, the open stance backhand. So he is very like Djokovic in certain ways. He's definitely the... You know, they've taken in the influence of Djokovic as a playing style, but he has his own different quirks and interests. He's a great serve, which helped him massively against Novak.
Okay, we also have the women's final, Qinwen Zhen versus Aryna Sabalenka.
Yeah, so here we have Sabalenka, the defending champion, you know, easily one of the top two players in the world. She's been absolutely superb all fortnight in Melbourne, hasn't dropped a set. Her biggest challenge was Coco Gauff in the semi-final, but again, she won in straight sets. And then you've got Qinwen Zhen, who is already a Chinese icon, but will be new to most listeners because she's only just breaking into top 10. Had a great end to the year. I've been following her for a few years. She's like... technically like a fabulous player. She had to fight to get through, but she also took advantage of, she was in the top half that Iga Swiatek and Elena Rybakina had exited early, so she was the one who took advantage of that.
All helps.
Yeah, this will be kind of interesting. They've only played once before. Sabalenka beat her at the US Open quarterfinals last year. You would favour Sabalenka just based on her experience and her level that she's reached. But Jen is definitely here to stay. Like, she is a superb player. Amazing.
First names, I like that. Yeah. Okay, Stephen, thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. And you might come back and talk to us after the weekend.
Yeah, sure. Always a pleasure.